Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, I had to think about which show I was on there for a second.
You do too many shows sometimes, I guess. That's all right. Episode 301, so we're starting our fourth 100 shows.
There we go. And we're actually doing a little new view, a little new experiment I'm doing for video and video. So we're side by side today instead of you being on the back camera for those of you watching over on Facebook. So we appreciate those of you on Twitter as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have to up my game and get a haircut and all that stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, been, or back off a little bit so you're not, but you're proportional. I guess you're a little bigger than me, but we'll get it dialed in.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some good news for you. Best practice, we got some big blueberry news that we're going to talk about, some stuff that's coming next week. We've got a blueberry pro tip on Podcast Networks. And we have a question of the week, but let's go ahead and get right into the stack. Bada bing, bada boom, Sound Profitable did a report on podcast creators.
Yes, I watched it live there on the webinar that Tom did, formerly of Edison. But there was a lot of wow moments during this thing. I know you guys talked about it yesterday on a new media show, but
The wow moments were really, here at Blueberry, I'm pretty sure everything we see, we're running about 50-50 men and women creating content. Mm-hmm. With women of color leading as well. But the report that Sound Profitable put out is that women are still leading or trailing men 2-1 in creating content, which, I was pretty shocked about that. And I was also really shocked about education levels and the number of podcasters that have advanced degree far, far, far outpaces anything that is, comparable to the norm here in the United States. So, but if you haven't seen that report, it's definitely worth taking 20 minutes and going through and reading it. I think you'll be pretty astounded.
Yeah, we have a direct link to the PDF of the thing. I'm noticing my video glitching, and sorry about that for those of you watching, but I think I figured out what it is. So,
Well, good. So, anyway, so definitely check out that report. But according to Podcast Index as well, this next story, there's over 50,000 video podcasts, up from 39,000 last November. And of course, that is a video podcast is required to be technically called a video podcast. You have to have an MP4, M4V, MOV file in an RSS feed.
Right.
Just like
so it's
your
a true
audio
podcast, where it's delivered via RSS rather than being on YouTube or Vimeo or whatever. Right.
So this show, we do not do as a video. We only put it out as a audio file, but we do live stream it. So we don't really consider this show a video podcast, even though we make it available on a variety of social network. So, so if you're thinking about doing video podcasting, Blueberry supports that. And you may need to be on a pro plan to be able to have the storage space that you're going to need to do it. But Apple also put out more information about video podcasting as well.
Yeah, video podcasting is not new. It's been around since the beginning of podcasting. I mean, I don't remember when YouTube started, but I think video podcasts were a thing before YouTube got big anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And, and there was some pretty successful ones out there early on. Now there's, according to Podcast Index, there's over 50,000. I think it's 50,800 or something.
We're going to need to find out how many of those are active.
Yeah.
And how many, and what would be nice to find out is how many of those are actually video podcasts and not someone has mistakenly uploaded an MP4 audio only versus video. So I'm sure there's some of that mixed in there too.
Sure. But, it sounds like it's on the rise a bit. And,
it is.
That's good.
It is. Podcast Movement is running a survey for podcasters. They're going to be doing one for listeners, and they want your input on what do you want to know from listeners. They take the survey. There's a link there. And here's the thing I'm suggesting to you is go ahead and give Podcast Movement folks a run on that survey, but at the same time, you run your own survey. And matter of fact, if you're a Blueberry customer using our stats system, free or paid, you're able to utilize the, and hosting customers, you're able to run a listener survey to get information. So definitely run a listener survey for yourself, for your audience. And that's going to play into something we're going to talk about here in just a few minutes.
Yes.
So what's going on with Edison Research?
Yeah, Edison is investing in a larger survey base to bring more granular data to podcast metrics. You can tell I read that, didn't you? Basically, they're upping their number of people that they interview over a quarter to 5,000. It's up 150%. So it should be a better a bunch of data. So
right. That's a lot.
Yeah, and you know, and that's quite an investment. They've got people, you know, doing these interviews and surveys and whatnot, and so you know, that's probably a not a small investment on their part.
My understanding is it's mostly personal interviews too. So
yeah,
and maybe some of it's actual just like text surveys. I've never seen one. I'd love to see one of those surveys at some point. But
yeah, I've never seen one either. But yeah, it's slick. You know that they do this stuff and then they make it available to us with their reports. You know, now Sounds Profitable is doing that kind of thing. I mean,
yeah,
I think this is a very survey heavy show.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of details about the podcasting space, which is good. And I think a lot of this happens. And the thing is, it's pretty transparent. You don't see these types of surveys from radio or from television. You don't see these publicly being posted or YouTube. So I think it's unique in the space as well that all this data is so transparent that every one of us can get access to it to see it. Let's go ahead and move into best practice. So don't be afraid to try new things on your show. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, it can keep you and your audience more interested in keeping going on your show, you know, and it never hurts to mix things up, you know, like mix up the format from time to time, you know, don't do everything all at once and completely change it, but, you know, do one thing at a time, maybe try a new segment, mix up the order and how you do things, that kind of thing. And video, like we do with this one, we go live on Facebook mainly, and but you can go on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, whatever, all the usual things. And doing video, I find sometimes makes it better for me, and sometimes not. You know, you know, it just depends. Like last week, I was scrambled, but we had fun anyway. But
you know, and I think the thing about video is too, you have to be a little bit better on your game, and you're going to pay attention on your show prep just a little bit more. Not that we do that much more here, because our Blueberry Pro team goes in and fixes our audio, because we don't put this out as a video podcast. But definitely a video version of your show. And what you put out is what you get.
Right. And you do it as bonus content. I know you do a lot of video on your personal show, you know, around CES and other events that's on its own feed that's mostly video. And, you know, that's another way to spice things up and gives you something to refer to in your show. By the way, if you hear aircraft flying over, we're having an air show this weekend, and there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, you've got the Blue Angels in town and a variety of other things. So, yes, we can definitely hear them.
That was a Blackhawk flying over that time.
So the joys of podcasting. So also new artwork, you know, freshen up the artwork from time to time. Maybe use episode images if you have. Yeah. People that are contributing art to your show, ask for them to submit art ideas so that you can have episode art. I have a rotating pool of about 100 images that I use for episode art. And I always welcome new episode image or episode art from my audience, and they get highlighted and they get a credit for it.
Yeah, there's a show out there that I think we both listen to that changes their main artwork every single episode.
Yeah, they have an army of contributors as well. Yeah. So, you know, for most of us, that probably is not a doable thing. But for them, that's what they do. They change their show art every episode, which is wild.
But, the basic thing is, you know, don't be afraid to be a little creative and, you know, mix things up a little bit sometimes. You know, it's fun for you and your audience.
There's your best practice and some tips of what to do for spicing your show up. Let us know if you do any of that for your show. And if you see a bump, that fresh album art is a big one that just gives new eyeballs because people are scanning for shows and all of a sudden they see new album art. They may be less likely to skip over your show if they had in the past. Anyway, on Blueberry News, we got a blog post out that's Your Company Should Be Podcasting by Tara. So Tara O'Brien wrote a great one on why your company should be podcasting. So if you work for a company that's not podcasting already, let's get them signed up and send them over there and look at that article. And then let's get them going. Of course, we've got a great team to help them at blueberrypro.com. But yeah, why your company should be, or your company should be podcasting, not why, but exactly what's going on. The big one is next week. We got a big, big release coming next week. And we've been hinting at it, but I think all of you are going to be very, very excited about this.
Yes, I believe, you know, just playing with it when, you know, doing beta testing, it's slick. And a lot of people have asked for something similar, but I think we did it right. And of course, we'll want your feedback once it's out and about. Do we want to say what it is?
Yeah, I think we should. We are going to give every paid stats customer and hosting customer a free media kit. And it's a one pager and it's absolutely fantastic. We've took the time to work on this extensively. You get to set some of the parameters that are going to show up, be able to update some of the things that we pulled default from your RSS feed. And it includes elements from stats and elements from your audience survey, which we've been talking about running here on the show. Now, you have to have a minimum of 10 audience survey results in order to see the audience survey data. But this free one-page media kit will have your album art, your name, contact email, telephone number, number of episodes you produce a month. It'll even give some stats. You can put in your total lifetime downloads. You'll be able to put in last month's downloads, and it's beautiful. Well, you don't have to put it in. We automatically generate it and update it every day. So the data stays fresh. It's not something you have to go in and regenerate. And it's via a non-distinguishable URL that is public that you can turn off if you decide you don't want to share it. We're going to tell podcasters, you know, just remember, if someone puts this out on social media, guaranteed Google's going to index it.
Yeah.
So you'll want to share this in a way that if you don't want it seen by the general public, that it's shared with individuals or business associates or maybe for a media advertising deal. But I think a lot of people are going to be really, really excited about this media kit. And it's the first in the industry. No company has provided any podcaster a free media kit ever. This really, and last time I had a media kit done for my show personally, I spent about $300 to have it designed, and it was just fixed. It didn't update. I had to pay another $300 to get it updated. So this is a huge value here that we're going to generate free for. And you have the ability to turn things on and off on what you want to display. And the best thing is we don't show, we show numbers in a couple of locations, but you have the option of turning that off. So it's really self-designable. We've made it very, very flexible. There's certain things we pull from the survey that's in there. So
yeah, the demographic data and all that.
Yeah, and I think you're going to absolutely love it. I'm really excited to bring it to you. And I think we're going to release it next Wednesday. For those of you that qualify, again, paid stats and above, that you'll find the link in your statistics platform. You'll find it in right next to audience data, and it'll lead to a link that will allow you to set it up and then review it and edit it. But I'm jazzed. And Mike, you played around with it as well. I sent a copy of the new media show, went over to Rob, and Rob was pretty impressed with the look.
It's slick. It's the first time anybody's done this, you know. And you know, I tried that, you know, way back when. I kind of did my own little media kit, but again, you got to redo it every time the data changes,
right?
And this one you don't.
Yep, we're going to update the numbers consistently every 24 hours. It actually regenerates and produces a new page. It's not dynamic by any sense, but it does regenerate the page every 24 hours. So that way the latest and greatest information is there at all times. So I've been doing the interview circuit quite a bit.
Yes, that last one was really good, I thought.
Yeah, so I was on smoothbusinessgrowth.com. Really great intro. Even a little music in there, which was a little surprising. So, so anyway, we'll have the link up to that in the show notes. But we do have a blueberry pro tip. If you want to kick it on for Toby, and we'll go from there.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman here. As podcasts grow in popularity, you will hear more and more about podcast networks. Podcast networks are groups of podcasts that should have the same theme, which essentially means that when they're grouped together in a network, a rising tide lifts all boats. But sadly, this isn't always the case. From the newbie pod curious to the experienced podcaster, the whole idea of being part of a network is incredibly exciting. There are fewer things than what feels like an exclusive invite to join a group to give us a feeling of validation. But these days, it's highly likely that if you've published just a few shows, you'll be invited to join a podcast network. And today I'm sharing what that could look like. If you're being invited to a podcast network early on in your podcasting life, or perhaps before you've even started, beware. We all have to start somewhere, but if you have no real form as a podcaster yet, these invites are likely to be from nefarious network owners. Here's how an invite might unfold. Number one, they will tell you they love your content, but they won't be specific. Number two, they will tell you about their network of X number of shows with X number of listeners and probably include a top X percent of podcasts in the world stat to really impress you. Number three, they will invite you on a call to talk about the exciting possibility of joining them. On the call, they will talk about reach and listeners and at some point let you know it will cost you X amount to cover the production costs. Then you can be part of the gang. While this could be okay, I'd encourage you to ask some additional important questions. For example, what is the theme of the podcast network? The narrower, the better. We help great podcasters grow might initially appeal to your ego, but it doesn't actually say anything. Whereas we support parents of mixed race children is super specific and shows a very clear theme that could be a perfect fit for your podcast. What is the motivation of the podcast network owner? Are they building a network because it's their actual business? My good friend Brady Sadler does this with a music-themed podcast network called Double Elvis. An invite to that network is genuinely exclusive and exciting. One of the big things you must consider is advertising. The obvious benefit of joining a podcast network is that you could receive revenue from sponsors. But please dig a little deeper. Your podcast about eating meat-free is going to be seriously undermined if you find your network owner has sold ad space to a chain of beef burger joints. Get clear on how exactly the network will operate and if you'll have a say in what ads are placed on your show. You should also look closely at the company you're in. Who else has shows on the network? Are your values aligned? Are these people your competitors? Does that matter? What's most important is the question of your ownership. Are they building a network to sell to someone else? Would you be part of that sale? One of our regular referrers is a top New York lawyer who hires our team to untangle podcasters from nefarious networks that try to steal content and brand it as their own. Ask these deeper questions and you could end up saving yourself massive legal fees. So when it comes to ownership, check the agreement. Owning your RSS feed means you own your show. If you don't, you could lose everything. That means owning your hosting subscription with an established hosting company that will keep your show safe. If you're happy not to own your show, the benefits of being in the network must be worth it to you. And if that's the case, just like TV networks, they should probably pay you to host a show. If you're asking yourself if you should start or grow a podcast network, stay tuned for the next installment. And if you're joining or starting a podcast network, a well-put-together show or shows are essential. If you'd like support with that, the Blueberry Pro team are here to ensure your podcast both sounds beautiful and is secure.
And that is something that some podcasters have learned the hard way.
Yeah, I'd say probably every month or so I extract somebody from a bad network.
Or they've had a bad deal and they've actually lost their shows because they didn't read the agreement that they were signing. So if you're going to join a network, you need to do your due diligence. And it's a true business relationship and be really careful in reviewing, and having a lawyer look at that contract is key. And if there's no contract, danger Will Rogers, unless you completely trust the person. So let's move on here. Question of the week. How do I check to make sure everything is working when I publish an episode? I want to make sure my episodes update on Apple, Spotify, and the rest of the apps.
Yeah, and basically what I do personally, and I also recommend this to Blueberry clients that I talk to, is after publishing, make sure you clear any caching on your website. That is, if you're publishing with WordPress. If you're publishing on Blueberry, you don't have to worry about that. Then go ahead and hit play on the post. Hit the player. You know, if you're on your site, you go to your blog post like a human would and simply hit play. And if it plays, that's a good sign. Another thing I like to do is load the RSS feed in the Chrome browser specifically, because it'll look like a bunch of code. That's what it's supposed to look like. But if something's wrong with it, sometimes it'll pop up an error. So make sure that loads. And then, of course, go to castfeedvalidator.org and validate if you're really that worried about it. But most of the time, if you hit play on your player, everything's going to be good if you start hearing your show. So that's what I do personally.
And Apple and those folks have been pretty quick to pick up shows now. 10-15 minutes usually is the time for most shows to be picked up on Apple. So, grab a bite to eat, have a coffee, cocktail, whatever it may be. Since you publish your show, then check your show listing. You always load it in the Apple Podcast app or your Overcast or whatever you're using, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast, doesn't matter. Spotify might be a little bit slower. We don't actually have a time reference on how fast they pick up shows.
Yeah, I've noticed episodes. 4 to 5 hours at the most, usually.
At the most on Spotify. Yeah. So they're a little slower than other folks. So don't get too freaked out if it's thinking if it's playing on your website. You know it's been published correctly and your RSS feed's loading. 99.9% of the time, you're good. So if you've got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. That's Blueberry without the E, so audio, text, or video, and we may use it. You can also post a question on the Blueberry Podcasting Facebook group.
Yeah, I've got a few questions from there. Anyway, also the best place for support with any Blueberry products or services is our ticket system. That's at blueberry.com/support. And those tickets give us the whole team access to the question rather than, sending something direct or posting it on Facebook or whatever for support. That's not for support.
And we've been coming to you this week from the New Media Production Studio in Coldwater, Michigan, and Mike Dell's World Studio in Traverse City, Michigan. And of course, this show is produced by the Blueberry Pro Production team.
Yep. And make sure you fill out our listener survey over at surveys.blueberry.com/podcastinsider. Speaking of surveys.
Yeah, make sure you're running your survey, too, that we provide to you free. Yeah. You can always schedule one-on-one with me, hosting customers only. Email todd@blueberry.com.
And you can schedule a tech checkup with me, hosting customers only. Email mike@blueberry.com.
And you can always send us your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we will send you a Blueberry care package. That email address is at blueberry.com within the Podcast Insider portion of the website. So we definitely thank you all for tuning in. Mike, anything else today?
No, not really. I'm going to be out next week offline. So I guess you guys will have a good show. But I am going to have an interview for you, hopefully later today or tomorrow.
So. Awesome. So enjoy your vacation and your time off. And everyone, thanks for hanging out with us here today on Podcast Insider. It's been our pleasure to bring you the show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
See ya.